My name is Hannah Fetzer, and I'm a senior at Wakefield High School and a member of the youth group here at Soapstone. Next year, I will be attending NC State, so go Wolfpack. This morning is about lightness and darkness, which reminded me of a quote from one of my favorite books. You might not have heard of it. It's a pretty underground book. It's called Harry Potter. The quote is, "Happiness can be found in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light." Any of you who have seen or read Harry Potter will remember that when Dumbledore said this, he was talking about the presence of soul-sucking monsters on campus that made you feel sad whenever you were near them. However, it was very possible to not feel the pain that these monsters caused. All you had to do was think of your happiest memory, focus on it, and cast a spell to rid you of these monsters. Now, while we cannot cast a spell to rid us of our demons, there's other things that we can do that will help us in a similar way. Thinking happy thoughts, surrounding yourself by people who have a positive influence on you, and doing what you truly want to do are only some of the ways. Now, everyone faces dark times at some point in their lives. I'm 100% sure of that. Sometimes people are just better at dealing with the darkness than others, or they've had help to learn how to deal with it. I think that that's what this morning's passage is trying to tell us, that the light is always on, we just have to realize it. In my own life, I've often felt like the lights were off. One instance was second semester of my junior year. The rigor of my classes was very intense, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I always felt sick, especially upon entering high school. Looking back on it, I realized how far away I had drifted from my friends, my family, and my God. Without them, it was just me, and I had no way to help myself. The light was off from my point of view, and there was nothing I could do to stop that. I descended into my perceived darkness. Thankfully, I had a great support system around me, and I began to see the light again. I credit this to wonderful doctors, teachers, and family members. They taught me to deal with the issues in my life. I started to become more active in church once again, and I saw the light of God for myself. I realized that He had never left my side, but human error allowed for me to forget Him. I want to remind everyone this morning that the light will not turn off, no matter how bad you feel. As we come into the end of Lent, oftentimes it's difficult to remember the light. We feel the stress of the world upon us. We're just striving to get to that Easter day. The politics and evils of modern day make it difficult to see the light. But we must remember that God's light is there, persisting. It will never stop being there, and it is working in ways that we cannot imagine. If you are feeling tried right now, tired, sad, weary, or all of the above, remember Him and know that you are safe. Today, a different type of darkness plagues me. It's getting up in the morning. You can ask anyone in my family. I'm definitely a night owl. And I'm sure any of you who have high schoolers or who have ever been a high schooler or are currently a high schooler know what I'm talking about. It pains me a lot to get up in the morning. And it's not that I don't want to go to school. I love school. I love my classes. I love my teachers. I love getting to hang out with my friends. However, I hate to leave my nice warm bed and my happy dream world, especially when it's dark and cold outside. My semi-conscious mind has learned how to avoid the snooze button and go straight for the off button on my alarm clock. And boy, have there been stories about me not getting up in the morning. Just last week, my mom was working very, very hard to get me out of bed to go to school, and I sleepily told her, "Mom, I'm already in the car. I'm driving to school right now." I wasn't. I was still asleep in my bed. I like to think this is one of the times that I forget that God's light is there. I ignore it to appease my own self instead of living in His light and getting up to do the things He has destined for me to do. I am literally the sleeper that needs to wake up and rise from the dead. I hope that's not what my mom tells me. No. This week, I encourage you all to remember to turn on the light. I will try to do the same. Amen.